Ukraine security issue.
On the 107th day of Ukraine's heroic resistance to Russian aggression, Deputy Prime Minister for Reintegration of the Temporarily Occupied Territories Irina Vereshchuk said that Russia does not agree to evacuate civilians from the occupied territories of Zaporizhia and Kherson regions. According to her, Russia wants to convince the whole world that people want to stay and live there. But this is not the case. I quote, "The hotline of the Ministry for the Reintegration of Temporarily Occupied Territories receives hundreds of calls every day, and people are asking to open corridors for leaving the occupied territories. Russia violates international humanitarian law in every way, and now the entire international community must focus its efforts and force Russia to open humanitarian corridors for evacuation," said Irina Vereshchuk. Deputy head of Ukraine's military intelligence, Vadim Skibitsky, said that the artillery war continues and the forces are unequal. Ukraine has one artillery installation for 10-15 Russian ones. The Ukrainian joint forces have used up almost all artillery ammunition and are now using standard NATO 155 caliber shells. According to Vadim Skibitsky, Ukraine urgently needs hundreds of the most powerful artillery and missile systems to be able to achieve parity with Russia's firepower and liberate the occupied territory. The West can provide all that. After all, not only the future of Ukraine, but also of the whole civilized world is being decided on the front line. And until Russia suffers a serious military defeat, no form of dialogue will be possible. The Kremlin's imperial appetites will only grow. Ukrainian soldiers have already proved to the world that they are capable of resisting the enemy with dignity, which is 10 times more numerous in terms of personnel and equipment, said deputy head of Ukraine's military intelligence Vadim Skibitsky. The battle for Severodonetsk in the Luhansk region is now a clear example of the invincibility of the Ukrainian army. The troops of the aggressor country failed to succeed in encircling the city, although Russia threw almost all its forces on the assault. According to local authorities, the occupiers changed the date of the capture of Severodonetsk for the third time to June the 22nd. Fierce street fights continue. The head of the Severodonetsk District Military Administration, Roman Vlasenko, said the Ukrainian troops in the Luhansk region are not under the threat, despite the fact that the entire region controlled by Ukraine is under heavy fire from Russian troops. We receive information on civilian casualties and new destruction of residential buildings every day. Fires are raging. The occupiers use aircraft. The situation is quite critical. But even under such conditions, the evacuation of locals from the Luhansk region continues. The day before, 17 people were evacuated from the city of Lysychansk, but there is no opportunity now to evacuate people from the city of Severodonetsk, said Roman Vlasenko. Ukrainian troops also defend the Mykolaiv and Zaporizhia regions. The enemy suffers significant losses in both equipment and personnel. The invader is unable to advance in the Kharkiv direction. Currently, the Russians are focused on defending their positions and taking revenge on civilians for defeats in battle. There are damaged houses, warehouses, and infrastructure facilities. Coniferous forests and forest belts are burning. During the day, two civilians from the city of Kharkiv were killed and 15 were injured. And now the Russian occupiers are trying to spread panic among the Ukrainians. They use fake news about the so-called new offensive on Kyiv. According to the public organization Strategic Communications of the Ukrainian Armed Forces, the occupiers are sending messages to intimidate people. They claim that between June 10th and 15th, Russian troops will allegedly try again to seize the Kyiv region with a landing in Gostomel. The Ukrainian military has urged not to believe in enemy provocations and called such fake news only a manipulation. Meanwhile, Russia is unable to gain a foothold even in the occupied territories. According to the Deputy Defense Minister of Ukraine, Hanna Maler, the invaders still cannot determine the place for holding pseudo-referendums on creating quasi-republics, similar to the one held in Crimea. And despite pressure and intimidation, the local population continues to resist the invaders.
Росія на сьогодні активізує діяльність, спрямовану на соціально-економічну та політичну інтеграцію тимчасово окупованих територій.
Russia has now intensified its activity directed at the socio-economic and political integration of the temporarily occupied territories into the Russian Federation. Currently, they are looking for places to hold the so-called referendums. So, Russia has not abandoned these plans. Representatives of the Russian authorities, both central and regional, visit the temporarily occupied territories. They are trying to take practical steps toward integration, but the Ukrainians there do not give up. The occupiers have failed to gain the support of the local population, said Hanna Maler. Vladislav Nazarov, spokesman for the South Operative Command, said that integration in Russian style is already taking place in the occupied territory of the Kherson region. Russian soldiers move to the regional center and other cities with their families.
У Херсоні та деяких містах області з'являється інформація, що військові окупанти.
We have information that the occupiers are transporting their families to the Kherson and some other cities of the region, trying to convince the locals that they are here forever. The families of Russian soldiers do not hide their admiration for the Kherson region's living level, which, even in the condition of more than 100 days of territory's occupation, is much higher than in Russian areas, said Vladislav Nazarov. According to Mariupol City Council, the Russian invaders are taking everything they can out of occupied Mariupol. They're happy that they can now even use trolley buses of European quality. The invaders steal modern equipment from hospitals, and even playgrounds are being removed from one's cozy yards. So, this is the real face of the Russian world: murder, destruction, and looting.